Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
This is The Bird Show.
I think we might have caught a lucky break here by being a little bit late, Kristen. Kristen's not feeling so hot this morning, so she's been caffeinating and caffeinating and caffeinating. And because we just bought an extra couple of minutes to go up against these guys in Gen X versus Gen Z trivia, gives us a upper hand, I think, today.
So I can shuck down this coffee a little bit more?
Go ahead, take your shot. It is time.
That was a big gulp.
Mikey, what have you been doing to prepare for Gen Z trivia?
I've been watching Leave It to Beaver.
It's a Boomer versus Gen Z trivia. All right, yeah. It is time to celebrate Gen X.
We are Gen X. You can't plug in a destination. We are Gen X. You cannot find a location. We are Gen X. How far away is that exit? We are Gen X. You have to basically guess it.
Taking on the fetuses at our Gen Z.
You better get ready for a revolution.
All right, Tommy will be asking Gen X questions that Gen Z for sure know. And then he will ask Gen Z questions that Gen X absolutely does not know. But we're going to win today. We're down by 1 point.
Correct.
Yep, this is round three. After two rounds, Gen X has 5 points. Gen Z has 6. Yesterday was actually a tie.
What?
We were very competitive.
Are we going to give them an extra point every day as a kind of a participation trophy?
Yeah, where's our participation?
Snowflakes love that.
That's what they're used to. So. All right, so yesterday we started off questions with the team that was leading, but I think today we're going to start with Gen X, the team down by one.
The losers. So, is what he's saying.
Lovely.
He's staying away from the word loser.
Sure.
I'd just like to mention I'm in Gen X also. They've been a Gen Z power couple for over a year, but rumors are swirling that they split in July. Who is the Kid Laroi's most recent famous girlfriend, Gen X?
Dang, it's me. Kid Laroi, it's not Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo. Let me run a couple by you.
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina Carpenter. What's that other young?
Charlie XCX?
No, younger.
Yep.
Grace something.
Grace Abrams. Grace Abrams.
I need an answer.
I need you to chill.
Our brains work slower.
Yes.
We get more time.
We have had more years to kill more brain cells. Hook a sister up.
Jeopardy is not a 3-hour show.
Okay. So Kid Laroi and...
It's not Sabrina Carpenter, that's for sure.
It is not.
Olivia Rodrigo. Olivia... No, I'm not comfortable with that.
Addison Rae.
Who?
Addison Rae.
Addison Rae. That's who we'll go with.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, sure.
Whatever.
Why not? Who the hell was it?
No, but it rhymes with Addison Rae. It's Tate McRae.
Oh. Should have known.
Dang, the only one I didn't mention. Okay.
All right, fine.
Damn it.
All right. Over to Gen Z, who can go up by two if they get this correct.
Come on, Leave It to Beaver.
Come on. Mikey and Abby, Gen Z. Which doll, launched in 1983, came with a unique name and adoption certificate?
Cabbage Patch Kid, is that 1983?
You can talk into the microphone.
Oh, yeah,
it's like a secret.
No,
I don't want it to be like, is that your final answer? I don't know.
Is that from 80s?
I think so.
Okay.
A unique name and a birth certificate. Yeah,
because they get a birth certificate?
They do that weird Cabbage Patch birth in Pigeon Forge that my grandparents wanted to take me to.
I have no idea anything about that. I'm going to trust you on this one.
I believe it is Cabbage Patch Kid dolls.
Yeah, beat the geezers.
And that's not in Pigeon Forge. It's actually in Georgia where they have like the whole birthing patch, whatever.
What are you guys talking about?
It's in Cleveland, Georgia, where Renee and I were in a cop car. Baby Land General Hospital.
What?
In Cleveland,
so
Georgia.
Weird.
What is this?
Just another reason to come to Georgia.
All right, so no point to you guys.
Kristen, we got to get it together, sister.
It's like 7-5
I'm
now.
Trying.
Uh-oh. All right. Going back up to Gen X.
Tate McRae.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce.
Oh, this should be easy.
Does a podcast with his brother, Jason Kelce. Mm-hmm. Taylor just announced her new album on their podcast. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the podcast?
Oh, man.
Come Are you on, kidding? Bro.
Thank you.
Crazy.
New Heights.
I'm sorry. I'm just reading the questions that are here.
That's crazy, Tom.
Cassie gave me these questions. I'm standing in for her. So that is a point to Gen X. Score now 6-7. Back to Gen Z. What band?
Name all of the people at Woodstock.
Mike, you can count on you for this one.
First names and last names.
What band won a Grammy for Best New Artist in 1989, which later got taken away because it was revealed they didn't actually sing on their album?
Are you kidding?
What?
This is so easy.
They
so
got the obvious. New Heights question, and this, we got the what artist won in 1989?
This is so easy, Abby.
What
Wait,
band?
They didn't sing on their new album?
Nope.
Is it, what's that lady on SNL? That
no, it's a band. It's a band.
This is okay, part of American musical
of fact,
history.
They were found out because they were on stage.
Stop.
Where were they on stage?
No.
Where were they?
Stop.
Where?
No.
Say it, Tommy. Come on.
Mike, you don't know this?
No, I have no idea.
This is like not knowing who George Washington is.
Are you kidding? We talked what about New this? Heights once an hour, every yeah. hour.
Are There's they a, are they still famous?
Are they still famous?
Someone answer me.
Can I find a friend?
There was a recent documentary. Sorry.
A recent documentary?
Why are we giving them hints?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're just going to take the L on this one. Let's just name a band.
There was like a TV movie about it.
Come out with just
a
something.
TV movie.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
The what?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
That's a real show.
Ready? It was. Blame it on the rain that was finally falling.
What
blame
is that?
It on the stars.
It's Millie Vanilli.
That shine that night.
No idea who Millie Vanilli is.
Whatever you do,
no
don't
clue.
Put the blame on you. Blame it on the rain.
I will go
yeah,
to my grave.
Yeah.
Those songs they put
you
out.
You can blame it on
this,
the rain.
Is this just a listening segment
the rain
of the show?
Don't shine. Right.
Hold on. Hold on, Tommy. The caffeine is kicked. Perfect timing.
I don't think that was caffeine you gave her. All right. That album, by the way, Millie Vanilli's first album, that is a great album.
Did they have to?
Too bad they weren't singing.
I don't know
on.
Why the people that actually sang didn't come out with more music after that, but whatever.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. Back to Gen X. The Las Culturistas Culture Awards just aired earlier this month on Bravo.
Mm-mm.
Who won the most amazing impact in film?
Culture.
And you could actually say what won the most amazing impact in film.
Las Culturistas War from Bravo?
Las Culturistas Culture Awards.
Culture.
Aired on Bravo. Earlier this month, what won for most amazing impact in film?
For 2024 to 2025?
Bravo is all you, man.
This award did not come from the past year. This is something that's a classic.
Oh, what was that one where the dude in the bathtub?
Salt burn?
I'm going to go. That's what I'm thinking.
Cultural. The question again
is: you guys are never going to get this.
Okay, so that's not the answer.
I'll just give it. There's no way you're going to get this.
All right, take the L.
Jeff Goldblum's chest in Jurassic Park.
What
the hell?
The question sounded like a riddle.
So specific.
I'm it sorry. Really did.
That was crazy. I couldn't follow any words of that.
You
sorry.
Know what? The troll just ate us because we did not get across the bridge.
What the hell?
I'm sorry. You guys got a gimme last time. I had to give you a hard one that time.
That was really hard.
And it was in the order that I'm doing them. All right. Back to Gen Z.
Okay. Maybe we'll get a gimme this time.
Yeah,
what hit show centered around the characters Dylan, Kelly, mm-hmm. Steve, Andrea, Brandon, Brenda, Donna, and David.
Oh, What's the one where during the theme song everyone's turning off their lights? Bye, Sally. Bye, Jerry. Bye, Craig. What's that one?
You're looking at me like I'm supposed to know.
Come on, what's that called?
Do you want me to help you out?
Yes.
No. We are competing.
Hold on. What is that called? We already covered Different Strokes. It's not that.
Not Growing Pains.
It's not Family Matters. They're like, good night, Stephen.
Good night, Jim Bob.
Good night, Jim Bob.
Are you talking about Good Night, John Boy?
Why are you talking?
Is that the answer?
Hold on. What is that called? I only know references from like Family Guy, and they've referenced this in Family Guy.
What are the characters' names again? Brenda,
Dylan, Kelly, Steve, Andrea, Brandon, Brenda, Donna, and David.
Good night, Brenda. Good night.
This was a cultural phenomenon.
Saved by the Bell doesn't sound right.
Sounds okay.
This is going to have to be our last one for today, Tom.
You'll need an answer.
Brenda. I don't know why Brenda's striking a chord with me. Why do I feel like I know Brenda?
You don't know Brenda. Hold on.
You don't know Brenda like we know Brenda.
Saved by the Bell, all we got?
No, I don't think it's Saved by the Bell.
What is Family Matters? Is that with Urkel?
Yes.
Okay, Freaks and Geeks?
That's pretty good. Hit it.
That sounds like an answer.
Do it.
Final answer.
Freaks and Geeks?
Wow, that is wrong.
What was it?
Beverly Hills 90210. Over there, Jim Bob, we're talking about the Waltons.
All right. I would never have known that name.
From like the 70s, man.
That is so old school. What's the generation before Boomer? Because I think that's right.
Each team that he got 1 point. So
that's it?
The score stands at Gen X 6, Gen Z 7.
All right. We're still afloat.
We did that for what felt like 47 minutes, and we each only got one friggin' point.
We sang all of Save It for the Rain or whatever.
This is The Bert Show.
Moro Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.